You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's back to Auckland, and now for a short report on the Fuller's Ferries state of affairs. Fuller's Ferries ran into problems about a week back after a number of cancellations and delays for its fleet, causing a public outcry. It seems the blame falls on cruise ships berthing in the Auckland harbour, causing havoc for other sailboats in the harbour. Our breakfast host Rachel spoke with Mayor Phil Gough this morning about what is going on, as well as his response to the issue.
Well, let's talk a little bit about ferries now. You've been quite critical of Fuller's recently, calling some of their traffic around the cruise ship area unacceptable, especially how it regards cancellations of regular services for Auckland ferries. What are you frustrated by this?
Well, first of all, it came as a bit of a surprise because cruise liners have been coming in for a very long time, and this was the first time that Fuller's had signalled publicly, or to me, and I only heard it through the media, that they were cancelling ferry crossings because of cruise liners berthing. Now, cruise liners have to berth before 7:30 in the morning, and generally they are in at the berth by around 7 o'clock. Fuller's had made a statement, and, you know, look, I think safety is a paramount issue, so always take seriously any claim that there are safety concerns. The harbour master, on the other hand, had gone out and observed it for himself from a small boat perspective and said no, he didn't think that there were safety factors involved, and Auckland Transport took the view that the harbour master had taken. And so there we were, you know, council and members of the public alike, I think, hearing so-called experts saying opposite things. And I found that pretty frustrating. So I said, well, you know, this has got to stop. I called a meeting where we had the harbour master there, we had Fuller's there, we had Auckland Transport there, we had Ports of Auckland there, elected representatives from Waiheke and from the local ward and the local member of parliament, and said, I want you guys to stop firing shots at each other through the media. I want you to come together and I want you to say three things. First of all, what are the appropriate safety parameters for the ferries when the cruise liners are berthing, because you're saying different things? Are you making a recommendation that the restrictions on cruise liner berthing should be extended, you know, maybe back to 7 o'clock or 6:30? And you guys need to sit and communicate to each other rather than firing long-range shots at each other. And so I said, I want the harbour master to convene a working group, and I want you guys to come back, having reached a decision, and to report back on the decisions that you collectively, the views that you have collectively arrived at to elected representatives as soon as possible. Now, you know, all of that seems to me as a matter of common sense, and I don't know why we didn't begin there rather than me having to call the groups together to get them there.
It seems to be we quite often come back to talking about, I guess, Fuller's engagement with the public here, because there are quite rightly a lot of frustrated people who rely on ferry services to get to their jobs or wherever they need to be. Do you think we need to be having a broader conversation about that kind of transport and how much is available and its frequency?
Yeah, well, due to changes I think Stephen Joyce made back some years ago, they are regarded as an exempt service and they don't come under the jurisdiction of Auckland Transport. And the current government is looking at that at present and may make some changes to that in the course of this year. But really, I'm simply saying, you know, even though it's a private service, it is a public form of transport, and we need to coordinate what relevant authorities are deciding to do and to ensure that we get safe travel and we don't deal with the sort of cancellations and the frustrations that commuters have been facing. And I just, you know, the risk of repeating myself, I felt really frustrated. The first I found out about it was reading it in the paper, and that the parties hadn't got together but were each making separate public comments about it. Well, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to say that doesn't make sense. Why don't you guys get your heads together and tell us, using the expertise that you collectively possess, what what the situation actually is and how we might need to change it. And that's what I've asked them to do, and that's what I'm expecting them to come back to me on.
This is a sad, sad day. BFM, the font of liberalism and tolerance at the centre of the University of Auckland.
The Wire.
That was Phil Goff, Mayor of Auckland, talking to our breakfast host Rachel this morning today. Recently, Fuller's put out another statement in a media release this morning, with Fuller's CEO Mike Horn saying the company will not compromise on the health and safety of its customers and its people in response to criticism for the decision to cancel services when cruise ships are thrusting into the harbour. Fuller's, along with other parties at the meeting last Wednesday, proposed an immediate solution of restricting ships' movements in the Ferry Basin to Princess Wharf to 6 a.m. to ensure there is no conflict between Auckland ferry users and cruise ships. Mike Horn also says it is fundamental for the safety of our customers and staff that we have a standard operating procedure that restricts ferry movements in and out of the basin while cruise ships are thrusting and while water is still turbulent. Ferry movements during this time can result in extreme and unpredictable movement of the vessel, which puts commuters and our staff at risk. He says that Fuller's is supportive of the initiative requested by the Mayor for a working group to be formed to find a solution to cruise ship movements impacting ferry services. Fuller's has also commissioned Sydney-based Thompson Clark Shipping to do an independent review of the operating environment and to assess Fuller's decision not to operate while cruise ships are in the harbour. We are yet to have a chat with Fuller's as we were in contact this morning. However, no such luck as of yet, but this is a developing story, so BFM will be sure to update you later in the week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.